from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And it was boring. Boring from the standpoint of we understand they weren't going to play the starters. But one guy that we were curious about playing was Michael Penix Jr. And Coach Raheem Morris, after the game, I want you to hear what he said about not playing, you know, Penix. Yeah. To date, all right, as of right now, and I don't think he plays Friday night either, Friday night, should I say, against Jacksonville. Mike, he's probably taken, 11 or 12 snaps in preseason. Now, he's looked good in practice.
16 throwing attempts. 16 okay. Throwing attempts.
Total.
Yep, and that's it.
All right, so that is his total work in the preseason. This is what Raheem Morris said about not playing him.
Torrey, it was all about that, right? Last week, we wanted to get him out there and get a feel for what he was in live game, which we kind of already knew. Wanted to see him be able to answer questions, talk about it on the sideline, go out there and execute, make mistakes and know what to do. Like when he looked the wrong way, getting right to the check down. He did a lot of those things a lot, but it took a hit last week, should have changed the protection. He's able to clearly communicate those things. I mean, we've seen enough last week of Michael Penix and the live stuff, and now we had the chance to mitigate him in practice. And you know, we give him a bunch of live stuff out there in practice that you do everything that you would do in a game other than get hit. But you know, we feel really good where we're at with Michael. We feel really good where we're at with the other guys that we set, and we treated that the same way. But Mike showed us last week enough that we don't have to play him in the preseason.
It is tough, as we said last week. We told you weren't going to see Penix Jr. Sorry about that. We foreshadowed. But because you see Caleb Williams making some cool plays, you certainly see Bo Nix making some amazing plays. I think fans want to see our guy do his thing as well. Jaden Daniels just named the starter in D.C., but this guy's clearly the backup behind Kirk Cousins. Do you think that he used that phrase a few times. He was talking to Kay Adams, formerly of NFL Network, about mitigating injury.
Yeah.
Do you think there was anything in the back of the mind to keep him from putting on a show and then creating any kind of controversy, or just strictly about the injury issue?
I feel like when you lose, you know, a couple of guys in that first game, it changes your opinion. I also think if you wanted to tell me, and if you asked me honestly, Dukes, who's been better at practice? It's been Cousins. Just straight up. Now, that doesn't mean that Michael Penix can't play and that he hasn't made great throws, but they're going in, you know, literally, Cousins rep and then Penix rep. Cousin rep. Series, Penix rep, series. And if you ask me honestly, from what I've seen over the last three and a half, 4 weeks, I would honestly tell you that. I don't think there's a controversy when it comes to the playing aspect of things. Mm. My concern, Mike, is, God forbid, if something happens to Kirk Cousins, is he ready to roll? Or are we still in this learning phase where we're going to have to go through a couple of weeks of this during the regular season, which could potentially hurt us? But Coach is saying he feels comfortable.
Look, he's a much more accurate passer than anything we've rolled out. Certainly, we get it. Mariota couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, and Ritter was just struggling to keep his head above water. But it just feels like, to your point, knock wood. Heaven forbid anything happens to Kirk Cousins, but you just want to see this guy's ready to go. And they're apparently getting the evaluations, him and Zach Robinson, Coach Ra, that they feel comfortable about. I just thought you'd want him sponging up as much game experience. I didn't expect to see him in game 3.
No.
But I thought this was another one where he'd play the first half. Not the case. And so it's just been like the Falcons have been a hard watch in preseason. A lot of the preseason has been a hard watch for almost everybody.
The only reason I'm watching, Mike, is these quarterbacks. The ones that I'm curious about. Whether it's Caleb, whether it's Bo Nix, Drake May, whomever we've been talking about, because I want to get a sense of what they're, you know, what they may look like. All these guys outside of Penix guys could potentially start. The only other guy right now there's a big question mark about is Drake May, and I don't think he's going to start New England.
Yeah, it sure sounds like he's going to be Jacoby Brissett. Meanwhile, as far as players who are out there impressing, we've seen him at practice. He certainly looks good. Casey Washington's a guy that we drafted, but this Chris Blair kid has really done some things. Chris Blair from Alcorn State, he's 26, and he's made a bunch of catches in both the preseason games, and he's had a lot of big plays in practice.
I agree. You know, we talked about Casey Washington having a good camp. So is Blair. Listen, there were some positive things. It wasn't about the win or loss against Ravens. They lose by 1 point, whoop-de-doo. It's about the work. So if it's about the work, then I expect you to do your job. That means, young Wei Koo, you got to hit field goals. So if you're going to ask me if I took anything away from preseason game number two, it would be, what's going on, Koo? Because I don't understand how you missed those field goals that we've seen you hit time and time again. I get it. Guys change, you know, the line changes. But, Mike, we're fundamentally talking about a field goal. You're not getting that kind of pressure.
Now, he's missing everything left, too. That's the thing. He had a 54-yarder that he started pushing everything left. And you're saying, okay, I mean, is there some kind of crazy wind that I'm not aware of? Because, you know, the best kicker in the NFL kicks in that building. He doesn't miss. So, I don't know.
Justin Tucker.
Yeah, I just don't. I look, the last thing you want to think about is Koo, because as Carl and I have said, even when Dan Quinn was here for the last, you know, 6 years, Koo's been here. Anytime the ball's on the right side of the 50, kick it, because our offense always seems to bog down. He's one of our best scoring options. Yeah, you hope that's not the – guys wobble. Harrison Butker had one of these a couple of years ago.
Sure.
He's considered one of the highest paid kickers in the league. So I'm not trying to make it into a federal case. But just go make all your kicks against Jacksonville. Let's get on with it, because that's a little unnerving.
Well, that was the eye popping thing for me. Like, if you said, "Oh, Penix didn't play," okay, I can deal with that. You know,
I won't like it, but I get it.
Yeah, first team offense didn't play. Okay, cool. I'm good with that. Hey, Koo missed 3 field goals. What?
Yeah.
Why? Like preseason?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I don't expect this to be the norm. We know we have one of the best field goal kickers in the league, but that was just not one, not two, but three.
And push, Chris, if I'm right, would they all go wide left? Were they all wide left? So that's, you know, that's a concern.
Yeah.
Because you got to figure a veteran like Koo over the course of that game is going to figure it out.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Right?
Well, I hope so.
Hey, man. By the way, honorable mention to Rook Arorororo, who goes and gets one sack, and maybe he will be that secret sauce. We kept comparing the Falcons draft to the Rams draft a year ago, and the Rams got impact players. We don't get to see Braylon Trice because of the knee injury, but maybe Rook out of Clemson, man, they were right to jump up and get him when nobody saw him going in the second round. He's the 35th player taken, Carl, in this NFL draft. And, I mean, in a small sample size, he sure looks like the Kool-Aid man busting through there.
I like what I've seen from him. I think, Mike, and again, it sounds weird, I'm not saying they're hiding him. I just feel like they haven't let him go. And in that game, you know, he beat his man. It was like straight up. I just like what he brings. I think he's going to contribute to the football team. Now with Matthew Judon, by the way, all these guys should be like, yo, singing the praises, because they know their jobs just got a little bit easier. That's the dude you got to be aware of.
Guys, we said this earlier in the show. You realize with the acquisition of Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons, we had 32 sacks in 3 years and 14 interceptions the last 3 years. I know that we saw Stephon Gilmore sign a contract with Minnesota, which is surprising considering Minnesota's probably going to struggle this year. But either way, but man, we got defense. The number one thing is edge rush. And then this guy comes in. A lot of Falcon fans were worried last week, Carl. This guy's going to be, I don't know, oh, has he got an agenda? Is he an angry man? No, this dude's an intense dude who knows he's got to earn it here in Atlanta.
Yeah, he is. And we're going to let you hear what he had to say, because I think it was eye-opening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.